Welcome to the Career Strides Podcast. Welcome to the Career Strides Podcast. This is Linda Matias, President of Career Strides. Today we're going to go over a case study, and we're going to discuss when bad interviews happen to good candidates. Let's begin. Going through the motions of a bad interview is like peeling back the layers of an onion. Sally learned this lesson the hard way, hands-on, during an interview that should have been a piece of cake. Sally applied for a position that fit her qualifications perfectly. When she received an invitation to an interview, Sally believed she was a shoo-in for the job. Feeling confident, she approached the interview in a lax manner. She didn't prepare and prematurely celebrated an offer she was convinced would be extended. The day of the interview, Sally was surprised by the level of anxiety she felt. Her apprehension began to build, and she began to prepare for the interview at the last minute. By the time she arrived at the interview, she was visibly shaken. The lesson learned here is the time to collect your thoughts is prior to an interview, not on your way to one. If you arrive to an interview bewildered, the recruiter will take notice and you will run the risk that you will not get the job offer. Let's continue with the case study. The interviewer entered the waiting room and introduced himself. To ease the tension, he asked a common icebreaker question. Did you have trouble finding us? Sally has never been a smooth, small talker, and she answered the question candidly. She confided that she doesn't have a good sense of direction, and coupled with the fact that she was anxious, she passed the building entrance quite a few times. The interviewer smiled politely and proceeded to walk towards the interview room. Realizing she goofed, Sally followed the interviewer. The lesson learned here is that everything you say or do during an interview is scrutinized, from the instant you walk in to the moment you walk out. An innocent question doesn't exist during an interview, and a careless misstep is seldom forgotten. Choose your responses carefully. Let's continue with the case study. When Sally was escorted to the interview room, she was surprised to see a panel of interviewers. She was only familiar with the "it's just you and me" kid type of interview. You know, the one-on-one. At the start of the interview, she quickly realized this was going to be a challenge to manage. The lesson learned here is that interviews are unpredictable. One never knows the broad range of topics that will be covered and the type of formats that may be presented. Therefore, you should really become aware of the interview settings that you may encounter during an interview so that you can prepare in advance for each. Okay, now let's continue back with the case study. Because she was not ready for the series of questions, Sally tripped over her answers. She focused on issues that weren't relevant and provided little information on what was important. She began to ramble and appeared underqualified for the position. Sensing that she was interviewing poorly, Sally began to lose patience with the process. She failed to maintain eye contact and began to fidget. The enthusiasm she felt for the position and the company slowly diminished as she witnessed the blank looks on the faces of the panelists. She withdrew mentally from the interview and, as a result, appeared disinterested. The lesson learned here is that most interviewers expect candidates to be nervous during an interview, and they may not forgive you if you fail to demonstrate a sincere interest in working for them. Most hiring decisions are based on whether the interviewer feels a connection to you. The failure to establish a good bond immediately is usually beyond repair. Now let's get back to the case study. After the interview, Sally realized that the questions she had been asked were not difficult. She had been overwhelmed by nervousness, and that had clouded her ability to communicate clearly and to the point effectively. The lesson learned here is that even if you have the right stuff, nothing is guaranteed. Don't get caught off guard. Prepare for interviews. Do your homework. For additional interview tips, go on to careerstrides.com. This is Linda Matias, President of Career Strides. Thank you for joining me today. Until next time, be good.